this," he said. The young soldier stood at attention and saluted before taking the bat, but having taken it in his hands, he just went on standing there as if stupefied. He seemed unable to grasp the concept of beating a Chinese man to death with a baseball bat.
"Have you ever played baseball?"
the lieutenant asked the young soldier, the one who would eventually have his skull split open with a shovel by a Soviet guard in a mine near Irkutsk.
"No, sir, never!"
replied the soldier in a loud voice. Both the village in Hokkaido where he was born and the village in Manchuria where he grew up had been so poor that no family in either place could have afforded the luxury of a baseball or a bat. He had spent his boyhood running around the fields, catching dragonflies and playing at sword fighting with sticks. He had never in his life played baseball or even seen a game. This was the first time he had ever held a bat. The lieutenant showed him how to hold the bat and taught him the basics of the swing, demonstrating himself a few times.
"See? It's all in the hips,"
he grunted through clenched teeth.
"Starting from the backswing, you twist from the waist down. The tip of the bat follows through naturally, understand? If you concentrate too much on swinging the bat, your arms do all the work and you lose power. Swing from the hips."
The soldier didn't seem fully to comprehend the lieutenant's instructions, but he took off his heavy gear as ordered and practiced his swing for a while. Everyone was watching him. The lieutenant placed his hands over the soldier's to help him adjust his grip. He was a good teacher. Before long, the soldier's swing, though somewhat awkward, was swishing through the air. What the young soldier lacked in skill, he made up for in muscle power, having spent his days working on a farm.
"That's good enough," said the lieutenant, using his hat to wipe the sweat from his brow. "Okay, now, try to do it in one good clean swing. Don't let him suffer."
What he really wanted to say was, "I don't want to do this any more than you do. Who the hell could have thought of anything so stupid, killing a guy with a baseball bat?" But an officer could never say such a thing to an enlisted man. The soldier stepped up behind the blindfolded Chinese man where he knelt on the ground. When the soldier raised the bat, the strong rays of the setting sun cast the bat's long, thick shadow on the earth. "This is so weird," thought the vet. The lieutenant was right. "I've never seen a man killed with a baseball bat." The young soldier held the bat aloft for a long time. The doctor saw its tip shaking. The lieutenant nodded to the soldier. With a deep breath, the soldier took a backswing, then smashed the bat with all his strength into the back of the Chinese cadet's head. He did it amazingly well. He swung his hips just as the lieutenant had taught him to. The bat made a direct hit behind the man's ear, and the bat followed through perfectly. There was a dull, crushing sound as the skull shattered. The man himself made no sound. His body hung in the air for a moment in a strange pose, then flopped forward. He lay with his cheek on the ground, blood flowing from one ear. He did not move. The lieutenant looked at his watch. Still gripping the bat, the young soldier stared off into space, his mouth agape. The lieutenant was a person who did things with great care. He waited for a full minute. When he was certain that the young Chinese man was not moving at all, he said to the vet,
"Could you do me a favor and check to see that he's really dead?"
The vet nodded, walked over to where the young Chinese lay, knelt down, and removed his blindfold. The man's eyes were open wide, the pupils turned upward, and bright red blood was flowing from his ear. His half-opened mouth revealed the tongue lying tangled inside. The impact had left his neck twisted at a strange angle. The man's nostrils had expelled thick gobs of blood, making black stains on the dry ground. One especially alert and large fly had already burrowed its way into a nostril to lay eggs. Just to make sure, the vet took the man's wrist and felt for a pulse. There was no pulse, certainly not where there was supposed to be one.
The young soldier had ended this burly man's life with a single swing of a bat. Indeed, his first ever swing of a bat. The vet glanced